Let's bring power to food and flower. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
Live here at Green Tech. It is pretty exciting because we have a lot of interesting guests speaking about new innovations, things going on in the market. And sometimes we even have the opportunity to talk with people that are going to explain a little bit about an event that's going to take place for the very first time later this year. Today in the radio studio right now over here, I have the organizers of Horti Agri Next, a new trade show taking place end of November of this year, 22 of November. Well, maybe you would like to introduce yourself first, Miss Birgit Horn.
Yeah, thank you, Romy. My name is Birgit Horn. I'm the managing director for VNU Europe, a subsidiary of Jabers in Utrecht. And we are running the agricultural portfolio for the Jabers outside of, well, not only outside, we also do that in the Netherlands, but also outside. So we are organizing Horti Agri Next, as you just mentioned, 20th to 22nd of November in Abu Dhabi. So a new platform for this industry.
Yeah, very nice. And then Roel is also here in the studio. Please also introduce yourself briefly.
Thank you, Romy. Yes, my name is Roel Schoenmaker, and I'm Business Development Manager for the Agri-Food Portfolio, and in this case, particularly for the Horti Agri Next MIA trade show.
Yeah, so a new, well, horticultural, agricultural, and poultry?
Livestock
trade show taking place later this year in Abu Dhabi. But why?
Yeah, exactly because of that, right? Because it's everything. So we are actually hosting a platform now which is covering the full agricultural portfolio, so covering the production of all possible proteins, not the alternative ones yet, but we're looking for that in the future. But it's really the Abu Dhabi government who reached out. We want to be more self-sufficient in our food production. And we are, as VIV, we are very experienced in the Middle East already with our livestock portfolio. But the Abu Dhabi government really wants to increase also their own vegetable and fruit production. And that's why they asked us to organize Horti Agri Next MIA.
Yeah, but that must be very, very interesting to have the government actually reach out to you. And do you know why they chose you to be a partner for organizing this?
Yeah, we were in a very fortunate situation that even during the challenging times of Corona, we were able to host a very high-level international event in Abu Dhabi. This was focused fully on livestock, but the fact that that we were there and that the Ministry of Abu Dhabi and of the Emirates were there with their delegations, and they saw that we could bring an international visitor public to them, they said this is the right partner for expanding the agri-food portfolio there. So that's why they reached out to us.
Okay, and this will be organized over there, targeting this audience?
Well, there was a trade show in the past, but I think I do not promise too much by saying that we are a little bit more, I don't know, experienced, not in the horticultural field that much yet in the Middle East. But our colleagues in our Bangkok team, they organize an horticultural trade show in Thailand. So there we do have the know-how as well. But we learn a lot here in Green Tech and talking to many people. So we're also increasing our experience in the industry and bring that then to the Middle East, to Abu Dhabi in November.
Yeah, because why do you think that it is relevant that Horti Agri Next will be organized there in Abu Dhabi?
Well, yeah, as I mentioned in the beginning, right, and I think we all experienced that, right? During COVID now, governments also really realized they want to be more self-sufficient. And also the interruption of the supply chains during that time, right? It really showed how important it is also to being able to supply, right? Just to the Emirates and the whole MENA region to be more self-sufficient in their food production.
Okay, and then what is needed for you two as part of the organization to actually reach the goals that you have set for this event?
What is needed? Well, that's a good question. That's the, I guess, the magic of being an event organizer. What is needed is to create a momentum, a time and a place where everything comes together. Knowledge partners, governmental officials, investors, startup entrepreneurs, but also the very high-tech level knowledge and technology providers, all together in one space. I think, as an event organizer, you need to be in the middle of those, reaching out, doing networking, being a stakeholder manager, and making sure that everyone is there at the same time. That's what we're going for.
Okay, and there's still openings for companies to apply to.
We have a couple left.
You do have a couple left.
Yes.
Okay. So, by the way, maybe it's nice to already mention maybe the website or the place where people can sign up.
Yeah. So that's www.hortiagrinextmia.com.
Okay.
.nl or .com.
Or just Google it.
Just type in 20th to 22nd of November, Abu Dhabi horticultural event,
okay. And
then you will find us.
Great, because as an exhibitor or a visitor coming to HortiAgri Next in Abu Dhabi, what can they expect?
I think they can really expect the gathering of the most relevant brands, industry players, and as Ru just mentioned, also knowledge. How do you say that? I'm missing the word for the people who know exactly what to do and how to grow properly, and also to grow sustainably, to grow efficiently, and to produce food for the Middle East.
Yeah, because there's also going to be some spaces for networking and stuff like that, right?
Of course. I mean, look at this event here, right? People walking the aisles, and you can actually see them greeting and meeting already. So it's about networking on site. An exhibition is a networking event, but we will also have the knowledge platforms with, for example, a big stage and a knowledge program, but also some nice social events, right? Because it's also about enjoying and meeting in a different environment and having some social connections.
Okay, that's very awesome. And then right now over here, of course, we are at Green Tech. You could say it could be a competitor, but because what are you looking for on a place like Green Tech? Like, what is interesting for you guys
Well, what you see here is a group of exhibitors really want to exhibit and to showcase themselves to the rest of the world. And if we approach this as a sector, as a whole, then we all benefit. So this is their home base. They can show exactly who they are. And if come here and say, hey, this is what we need in my country, then we, for example, are the partner to take them abroad, to make that platform for their region, for their country.
Yeah.
So it's a joint effort almost. Yeah. I don't see them as competitors, but mostly as colleagues.
Yeah, that is good. I think it's also pretty unique for this sector that even though there's multiple companies doing similar things, it never feels like there's a big competition going on. Like, I see people from the organization visiting another trade, drawing inspiration and talking to each other, right? So is this also a place where you take on inspiration of how they organize it or certain stuff that they're organizing? Do you get any inspiration from Green Tech?
Yeah, of course, right? I mean, Green Tech is really the place to be in Europe, right? So everyone who's interested in horticulture is here. I visited quite a number of stages where there were good talks, good presentations. There was one smaller platform that I really liked, the Meet the Expert. I don't know if you saw that.
But I heard about it, some kind of speed dating kind of.
Yeah, and very simple setting, right, where people really can sit and talk. I did like that. I did like the innovation area here. But we adopt that then to the needs of the Middle East, right? Things that work in Amsterdam do not necessarily also work in Abu Dhabi. So we will adopt that, and that's where we bring our know-how in.
Yeah, okay. And then is there going to be like any specific themes that you're having in mind to have at HortiAgri Next?
Yeah, so a big theme, a central theme, I guess, where both shows are focusing on is the food tech transition theme. So they're going from an importing country to becoming self-sustainable and self-sufficient. But how do you get there? Which steps do you take? Which challenges do you face? And how can you how can you make the best of this? And that's really where we go dive into that food tech transition stage, the stage where multiple worlds come together, and we hope to find a lot of solutions for the future.
Together. Yeah. And what is in it for exhibitors who are thinking or considering to visit Horti Agri Next and to exhibit there? What's in it for them? What's the big benefit of being at Horti Agri Next?
Well, the platform offers a real entry, a interesting market, I think, right? The especially the Abu Dhabi Agriculture and Food Safety Authority wants to invest and wants to see their, as Ruud just mentioned, their self food production in Abu Dhabi. They want to see it grow, right? And they really will create this network from the government also to the we will be informed about what they really want to see, what they want to develop in terms of water management, for example, energy supply, greenhouses or vertical farms. So we create this connection between the industry, political players, research, and that especially for the Middle East and Africa.
Yeah, and then because of course you mentioned that the idea for Horti Agri Next came actually from the government of Abu Dhabi itself. What can you notice from it? Are they still like supporting the trade show in any way, or are you working with other partners also locally over there? How do you see their support right now?
Yeah, DAFSA is actually aiming at organizing a whole agricultural week when we are there. It's just followed by the Formula One, but at the time of Vifmea and Hanmea, there will be a full program for agricultural development in the region. And yeah, that's and we, I nearly forgot, right? We are also a Dutch company, and that's why, of course, we partner up quite with some the leading Dutch organizations. So we are partnering with Dutch Greenhouse Delta, for example, having some really other good talks here on site as well. And by that, bring Dutch high tech to the Middle East. And of course, we're also talking here to the leading research institutes like Wageningen University, and hopefully we can bring those colleagues with their excellent know-how to the platform too.
Okay, and then, well, in a couple of months, November 20th to 22nd in Abu Dhabi is Horti Agri Next for the first time. How does the future look like for Horti Agri Next? Do you have any idea or any hopes maybe?
That's a good question, Romy. The hopes, let's say we have international office, an office in Utrecht and Bangkok and in Shanghai. Together, we've already organized in the past Horti China and Horti Asia. Now we've launched this new branch, Horti Agri Next. First time will be in Abu Dhabi, but hope perhaps next year also locally in Africa.
Okay.
In the Southeast Africa, Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
And who knows, we might return with a new brand in China someday. We don't know yet, but let's say the world is our playing field.
Yeah, so if this one goes well, or you notice that people really have the need for it, you might try to expand it globally more.
First, we're going to establish a good foundation in the Emirates.
Yeah.
We're going to be back every 2 years, so it's every other year we're there. And from there, we take it further.
Okay. And then what more do you need? Like, is there anything that you still hope for this edition or next one?
Well, we just hope, of course, for stable surroundings and growth for the industry as well, right? Because if the industry is doing well, then also exhibitions are doing well, and then they can reach out to other platforms and other markets. We wish for everyone to know about Hanmea for November. So thank you also for the opportunity here with you to spreading our word. But we will reach out further to everyone and make sure that about Hanmea 2023.
Great. Is there anything that we haven't covered yet that you feel like people listening should know?
Well, it's. I think we covered most. We always forget something, right?
Yeah, but there's always more to talk about. I mean, for you, it's something you're working on full time, I think.
Yeah.
And there's.
And it's really the drive, but that what's what we hear a lot, right? Is the self-sufficiency need of countries and the willing the willingness to produce their own food and being self-sufficient. This is what drives the development, really. And we want to support this with Hanmea and really invite everyone to join us. And yeah, see you all in Abu Dhabi in November.
Great. Rul, you have anything to add to that?
Well, of course, I hope to see everybody there, for sure. We're going to see what the future brings, and I have nothing to add. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Rul Schoenmaker and Ms. Birgit Horn from Horti Agri Next, taking place November 20th to 22nd in Abu Dhabi of this year. You can still apply if you want to be a visitor or exhibitor or partner or anything. I think there are so many opportunities, so you can Google it or go to their website. Okay, thank you so much. You were listening to HortiBiz News Radio live from the Green Tech 2023 in Amsterdam. And in a little bit, we're going to be back with a couple more other interesting people here in the radio talk to. So for now, enjoy the music and see you in a bit.
This is HortiBiz News Radio.